Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. 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 All right. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prestaya Bhutale Srimate Bhaktivedanta Swaman Iti Namane Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharane Nirvisesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarane. Okay, everybody sit nicely. Repeat after me. Trinadapi Sunichena. Trinadapi Sunichena Tarariva Sahishnuna. Kirtaniya Sadahari. Repeat. Haryanama. Haryanama. Haryanama Eva Kivalam. Kalo Nastyeva. 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 Gatir Anyata. Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya. Prabhu Nityananda. Sri Advaita. Gadadhar. Srivas Adigor Bhaktavrinda. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Krishna Krishna. Hare Hare. Hare Rama. Hare Rama. Rama Rama. Hare Hare. Okay, I'm now going to teach you a verse from Srimad Bhagavatam. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. So in the Srimad Bhagavatam, there's a nice chapter called Divinity and Divine Service. When this word divinity is used, what does it refer to? Yeah, what does that refer to? What does that pertain to? Yes, God. And divine service means what kind of service? Service to God. Excellent. Very good, Govind. Service to God. Excellent. All right? So, in the beginning of Srimad Bhagavatam, the sages of Naimisharanya, headed by Shaunaka Rishi, are asking questions of Suta Goswami. Now, you may have heard me say many times, why would the sages of Naimisharanya want to hear from Suta Goswami? Why?
Because he is there one.
Spoke what? When? For the first time. Yes, that's exactly the answer. Maybe I should take out the bell. That's exactly the answer. I am very happy that my students have learned. Thank you. Madhav. Very good. Now, Suta Goswami was blessed by somebody. Do you know who blessed Suta Goswami? Do you know who killed his father? It's amazing, isn't it? He got blessed and his father got killed. Not by Krishna, but close. What would be the next best answer? Balaram. His father was Roma Harshan Suta. Do you remember how Balaram killed Ramaharshansuta? How did he kill him? This is in Krishna book. You should be reading Krishna book. I know, that's why I'm getting on their case. Balaram killed Ramaharshansuta with? No. Kusha grass. Just a blade of kusha grass. So, the reason why he blessed his son is that the sages said, Lord Balaram, you killed Ramaharshansuta while he was on the Vyasasan, and we had blessed him with long life. Balaram said, do you want me to bring him back to life? I can do that. And the sages said, no. So Balaram said, okay, then whatever blessings you bestowed upon him can go to the son. So Suta Goswami was blessed. So the sages of Naimisharanya, headed by, I just told you, not Suta. The sages are headed by Shaunaka. Shaunaka. Everybody say? Yes. And they have asked, who are they? Who is their guru? Suta Goswami. They have asked him questions. So Suta Goswami is answering. Here is one of the answers he gave. Please repeat. Vasudeve Bhagavati. Bhakti Yoga Prayojita Janayati Ashu Vairagyam Gyanam Chayad Ahoitukam. Now the word for word. Please repeat. Vasudeve unto Krishna. Now that name Vasudev signifies what about Krishna? Son of Vasudev, because he is Vasudev. He's the son of Vasudev. You see the difference between Va and Va? Short A, long A. Okay, you should sit in the rocking chair. You okay? There's another meaning to the word Vasudev. Does anybody know what the other meaning is? Yeah, we already explained he's the son of Vasudev. The other meaning of Vasudev, all pervasive. There are two ways Krishna is all pervasive. What are they? What are the two ways Krishna is? Do we know what the meaning of all pervasive is? What's a synonym for all pervasive? No, all pervasive does not mean control. What's a synonym for all pervasive? How about everywhere? Now do we know what all pervasive means? Everywhere. Okay? So, there are two ways that Krishna is everywhere. Come on, you should know. Yes, he's in everyone's heart. How else is he everywhere? That's the same. That's okay. But there's another way. Everything is his energy. Correct? I've given the example many times. When I come to anyone's house, whose property is the house? Well, yeah, Krishna's, but... Right. I go into your house. Everything I see reminds me of you guys. It's your property. So the devotee has no conception of mine. The devotee thinks and sees everything I see it belongs to, or in this case, Vasudev. Everyone say? All right, next word. Bhagavati. Unto the personality of Godhead. What is the most important word of those words? Yes. Next word. Bhakti yoga. Contact of devotional service. Now, please repeat. Now, which word means devotional service? Right. Now, the word yoga. Here, Prabhupada is translating as contact. But another way the word yoga is used. What's another English synonym for yoga? Really? We do bhakti exercise? Is that what we do? No. Yoga means link. Linking. You see my keys? They're on a link. Cars. Railroad cars. Right? They're linked together one after another. Right? And when they're all linked together, the engine pulls the train. That's how the train moves. It has to have a strong link. So yoga means to connect, to link. Bhakti yoga. Linking with who? Linking with Krishna or God. And what's the process? Bhakti. Because there are other kinds of yoga. But whatever yoga you do, it's supposed to link with God. If whatever yoga you do, if you're not linking with God, it's not good yoga. It may be whatever it may be, this yoga, that yoga. But if actually in order for it to be yoga, it's supposed to link you with God. Next word, prayojita, being applied. In other words, bhakti yoga means you got to do something. It has to be applied. For instance, you go to school, right? What do you get by going to school? You get knowledge. But is it enough just to acquire knowledge? What is supposed to happen when you acquire knowledge? Use it. Apply it. Yes. Otherwise, you're wasting your time in school. Whatever you're doing in school, you should be applying it. Next word, janayati, does produce. Your father likes to grow things. He plants seeds, yes? But he's hoping those seeds will produce. Are you still growing vegetables? Right. So your father is growing seeds, planting seeds, with the hopes that he will produce. Even in the supermarket, it's called produce. It's the same word, but pronounced differently because it's the noun. All that when you go, where do you go shopping? Ralph's? All right. So all the fruits and vegetables, that's called the produce department. Yeah, something was produced. You got it? Next word. Ashu. Very soon, there's a demigod who has this name, Ashu. Ashutosh. Who does it refer to? Lord Shiva. So Ashutosh means he is very soon pleased. And very soon, displeased. Yes. Next word. Vairagyam. Detachment. Detachment means not interested in material sense gratification. What are the four primary sense gratifications? Eating. Sleeping, mating, defending. Those are the... I like this. This makes me happy. Do you have any Q-tips? Get me four Q-tips. So, when you're detached, you are detached from eating, sleeping, mating, and defending. That's what made the six Goswamis of Vrindavan so glorious. They were very much detached from sense gratification. Next word, jnanam, knowledge. Next word, cha, and. Next word, yat, that which, ahoit to come, causeless. So this word, ahoit to come, causeless means I do something, but there's no material reason. I've given the example 100,000 times. Your mother causelessly loves you. From the moment you were born, your mother causelessly loves you. And she will love you till the day you leave this world. Causelessly. Does your mother ask for any money from you? She asks you to do things only because it's good for you. Okay? Causeless. You should appreciate when something is causeless. All you boys, you should causelessly read Krishna book every day. How about a little bit of it? How about a few pages? How about a half hour every day? Can you causelessly do that? Good. Good. Very good. Good. Very good. Okay. So are you ready for the translation?
Thank you.
By rendering devotional service unto the personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna, one immediately acquires causeless knowledge and detachment from the world. So, this causeless knowledge and detachment is the reciprocation of Krishna in the heart. Because Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, as you surrender unto me, what does he do? He reciprocates. So, here is the way Krishna reciprocates with anyone who does devotional service. You get two benefits. Knowledge and detachment from material sense gratification. You know that you're advancing because that's what you should be noticing. That's how you know that you're doing devotional service, because you should be noticing that you're getting knowledge and detachment. You boys will have another chance for this starting next Friday. What are you going to be doing starting next Friday? I thought you said Friday. Yeah. So you're not starting next week. Whatever. You will be doing what? You're going to be doing what, did you say? Service for who? For Jagannath. It's not service for you, is it? And you already explained you're going to be sleeping in the prasadam hall. On the floor. That's called detachment. Because I said there were four things. Eating, sleeping, mating, sleeping. Right? So that is detachment from sleeping. A materialist, if you told Romney, oh, Mr. Romney, tonight you're going to sleep on the floor of the prasadam hall. What do you think Romney's going to say? Where is my gold bed? Because he's not detached. But you boys are detached. You're doing it because the temple has said that's the only place. But you're more interested not in sleeping, but in, what did you say? Service. For that, you will get from Jagannath knowledge and detachment. This is why your father wants you to do this, does he not? He's pushing for this, is he not? Yes, because he knows this is going to build strong character for you. It makes you a much better person. For instance, in the material world, what do they, in the material world, the parents, many cases, want their sons to go into the military because they feel, oh, if he joins the military for a couple of years, it'll make him a good man. Okay? So, you are also going into the military. But not this nonsense military. You're going into whose army? Lord Chaitanya's army. When you do this Ratha Yatra austerity, you're in the Sankirtan army. And therefore, I salute you. Vancha kalpa tarubhyascha kripa sindhu vyayebhacha patitanang pavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo namaha. Now we will study the purport. Are you ready? Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Those who consider devotional service to the Supreme Lord Sri Krishna to be something like material emotional affairs. So notice that. Material emotional affairs. In other words, what Prabhupada is referring to, the Mayavadis think that devotional service is material and sentimental. You see? Material emotional. In other words, Mayavadis do not place any importance on devotional service. They think it is low grade. They think it's material. May argue, so these people who think like that, they may argue that in the revealed scriptures, sacrifice, charity, austerity, knowledge, mystic powers, and similar other processes of transcendental realization are recommended. That's what they think. I don't do this devotional service. What did you say? Making garlands? Come on, man. You should be doing these high-grade activities. Sacrifice, charity, austerity, knowledge, mystic powers. Not this making flower garlands. According to them, bhakti or the devotional service of the Lord is meant for those who cannot perform the high-grade activities. For instance, when I joined the movement in 1973, I was 23 years old. So, when I wasn't in the temple cleaning the floors, cleaning the bathrooms, working in the kitchen, I was out on the streets doing sankirtan, chanting, for hours on end. And in New York City, some people would go by, hey, you bum, get a job. They were like this, thinking, oh, these guys are useless. All they can do is play a drum and bang a tambourine. They should be doing something substantial, like me, working in this material world. You understand? And they, many of them thought, oh, these poor people, they can't do these material things. They're less intelligent. Generally, it is said that the bhakti cult is meant for the sudras, vaishyas, and the less intelligent women class. In other words, people in general. But that is not the actual fact. The bhakti cult is the topmost of all transcendental activities. And it, therefore, it is simultaneously sublime and easy. Now, let's look up the word sublime, because it's not a flavor. Sublime is not a flavor of ice cream. Let's look up the word sublime. Everybody chant japa while I look it up. There we go. So here are the synonyms of the word sublime. Inspiring. Inspirational. Uplifting. Awe-inspiring. Moving. Transcendent. Magnificent. These are synonyms for the word sublime. Kind of nice word, isn't it? It is sublime and easy. It is sublime for the pure devotees who are serious about getting in contact with the Supreme Lord. And it is easy for the neophytes. Now, let's look up the word neophyte, because we should know what words mean. Chant japa. Well, they don't have a... It didn't find the word neophyte. What a dumb thing. Okay. Neophyte means beginner. Another synonym would be novice. Okay? Who are just on the threshold of the house of bhakti. Threshold means when you first enter. Yeah, that's called the threshold. In the American culture, they don't do it so much anymore, but in the olden days of America, when a man married a woman, when they got to their house for the first time, he would lift the woman up in his arms and carry her into the house through the threshold. That was like a big thing. Now, some people might still do it. Okay? To achieve the contact of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna, is a great science. And it is open for all living beings, including the Shudras, Vaishyas, women, and even those lower than the low-born Sudras. So what to speak of the higher class men, like the qualified Brahmins and the great self-realized kings. Here, Prabhupada is referring to a few verses in the 9th chapter of Bhagavad Gita, where Krishna says the same thing. The other high-grade activities designated as sacrifice, charity, austerity, etc., are all corollary factors. Let's look up that word. Chant japa. Corollary. Come on. Let's find this word. Let's see if they have the word. Oh, corollary. Are you ready? So a synonym for corollary. Consequence, result, and effect. An outcome, or an upshot. These are synonyms for the word corollary. Are all corollary factors following the pure and scientific bhakti cult? The principles of knowledge and detachment are two important factors on the path of transcendental realization. The whole spiritual process leads to perfect knowledge of everything material and spiritual. And the results of such perfect knowledge are that one becomes detached from material affection and becomes attached to spiritual activities. That's an important point. Something I lecture almost every time I give a class. You heard me give the example of a scale. One side goes down, The other side has to go up. You don't have a scale that goes like this, to where both sides are going up. Uh-uh. You have a scale. One side goes down, one side goes, like, you know, a seesaw, right? Somebody goes down, the other guy goes up. When this guy goes down, that guy goes up. So, you're either advancing spiritually or you're advancing materially. Either you're becoming more attached to the material world or you're becoming more attached to service to Krishna. Not both. So that's the thing. One becomes detached from material affection and becomes attached to spiritual activities, such as making garlands for Jagannath by the hundreds. Or if you're you guys help Ratnabhushana, don't you? So he makes hundreds of puris, hundreds of samosas, one after the other, hundreds of chapatis. Very good. But you know that Ratna, right? Good. Becoming detached from material things does not becoming inert altogether. That's another word we have to look up. Chant japa. I don't hear somebody. Madhav. Here are the synonyms for inert, still, sluggish, motionless, lifeless, immobile, unmoving, static. Yes.
Some people work or just help people in Hare Krishna or Krishna consciousness, they don't know it's devotional service. Is it devotional service or is it?
Yes, it's called Agyata Sukriti. They're getting some benefit. They're still getting some benefit. Some. Because who are they serving? They're serving the temple. Whose temple is it? Therefore, you think Krishna is that kind of a god? Yes. So, everybody's getting something. What are you talking about? Okay. Hey, listen. No, listen. Listen. Everybody in any temple gets paid. Okay. Yes, they do. Wait a second. Nothing is... Is anything free in this world? Okay. So... The devotees, where do they live? No, that costs money, doesn't it? So, they're getting paid. Right? Whether, how can I say it? You have to buy clothes, right? Car. Food. So it's not that you're not getting anything. Everybody's getting, quote unquote, paid. Do you see my point? Do you understand what I'm saying? I don't care who you are. So this notion that nobody's getting... No, that's not what it means. Everybody is getting paid. Okay, are you talking about the postman who delivers mail to the temple? Okay, the mailman, that's different. Or to your house. Okay. The mailman gets benefit in two ways. If the mailman happens to see you, he gets benefit. Why? Are you a devotee? So, if he sees you, he gets benefit. If he is delivering your mail, he gets credit for that little bit because at least in some way he's serving you. He gets some benefit. He gets some. Some. S-O-M-E. Okay? Now, everything is according to different levels. So, yes, some devotees at the temple, they get a bare minimum of what is called maintenance. All right? Other persons may get a larger amount. So the ones that are getting only a little bit, yes, they're making more advancement or more benefit than the one who is not. You see the difference? It's not black and white. It's, we call, shades of gray. Okay? Are we clear? So, to the degree that you are serving Krishna, then you get that much benefit. Okay? Can we continue? That's all right. I'm here to answer all questions. Becoming detached from material things does not mean becoming inert altogether, as men with a poor fund of knowledge think. Naishkarma means not undertaking activities that will produce good or bad effects, madhav. This term, good and bad effects, is in terms of what energy? What energy? Ah! When this word good or bad effects, it means in terms of the material energy. Negation does not mean negation of the positive. Negation of the non-essentials does not mean negation of the essential. In other words, what Prabhupada is trying to do, the impersonalists, they say, no work, no nothing. But that's not our philosophy. We say no material work. His work is making flower garlands for Jagannath. Is that material work? What kind of work? Ha! It's work, is it not? You're not going there just to eat and sleep. You're going there to do work. But what kind of work? Spiritual work. Okay? You see the difference? But the Mayavadis and the impersonalists, they say, ah, you guys are working. Therefore, you're not doing transcendental. Because the Mayavadis say, if you really want to be transcendental, no work. Nothing. But they think that the devotees are all engaged in karma. That's what they think. Similarly, detachment from material forms does not mean nullifying the positive form. Again, the Mayavadis look at the devotees. What kind of forms do the devotees worship? Yeah, those are what kind of forms? What kind of forms? Spiritual forms. Okay, the deities. Here you got your deities. What are they made out of? What else? Very good. Okay? The Mayavadis think, oh, you're worshiping material elements. Are you worshiping material elements? You see the distinction here? This is what Prabhupada is saying. Yes, we want to negate the material forms, but we're not going to negate the spiritual forms. But the Mayavadi says, hey, those are material forms. No, they're not. That's why you've heard me say a billion times, I'm not worshiping idols. Are you worshiping idols? Yes, you are. American Idol, the dollar bill, the form of man and woman, right? Those are all material forms. But we're not worshiping. You do how many days deity worship?
3 days.
So you're worshiping material forms? Ah, you're worshiping spiritual forms. You have all heard about Penn State. They have a deity, right? That Joe Paterno. And what's the big talk now? The big talk is, because he has the big deity form of, have you seen it? I've seen it. The Joe Paterno Murti. So now they're deciding right now whether to tear it down. Yes, you've heard? You know what I say? Take that and put it on the lawn of their house, because the wife and the son still live. So take your deity, put it outside on your home, and you can do your RT every day. So that is worship of material form. But this is not material form. These are what kind of forms? Okay. Detachment from material forms does not mean nullifying the positive form. The bhakti cult is meant for realization of the positive form. When the positive form is realized, the negative forms are automatically eliminated. What's the basis of that? The higher taste. You've heard of that concept? The higher taste? Okay? I am a good example. Before becoming a devotee, I would sing in nightclubs and bars with the guitar. But what was I singing about? Material forms. But now, on the Rath Yatra day, I'll also sing. But am I going to sing about material forms? What am I going to speak about? Yes. You've heard my songs, right? Right? I have that one song, Govinda, my sweet Lord. These are not material songs, right? Okay. Therefore, and now, I'm not going to sing the stupid songs I sang before becoming a devotee. I have higher taste. Better song. Yes, it may be the same music, but the words are completely different, right? You're understanding what I'm saying. You get it. Therefore, with the development of the bhakti cult, with the application of positive service to the positive form, one naturally becomes detached from inferior things. There's another reason why your father loves it when you go and do these Rath Yatra thing. Why? Because he knows you're not home watching the stupid video on the YouTube. You're not watching that practice. I'm talking about practice. Right? He knows that you're not going to be engaged in watching anything dumb, but you're going to be engaged in worshiping the positive form with positive service. And therefore, one becomes attached to superior things. Similarly, the bhakti cult, being the supermost occupation of the living being, leads one out of material sense enjoyment. That is the sign of a pure devotee. So in other words, umpteen times I've been asked, Prabhuji, how do I know who is my spiritual master? Here you go. Find someone who is 100% engaged in devotional service and who is not engaged in material sense enjoyment. That's your guru. He or she is not a fool, nor is one engaged in the inferior energies, nor does one have material values. This is not possible by dry reasoning. It actually happens by the grace of the Almighty. What does that mean? The Almighty. Who is that?
God.
Very good. In conclusion, one who is a pure devotee has all other good qualities, namely knowledge, detachment, etc. But one who has only knowledge or detachment is not necessarily acquainted with the principles of the bhakti cult. Bhakti is the supermost occupation of the living being. Thank you. Thank you very much. Everybody chant the Maha Mantra.